If you believe God for a miracle and you know we can do the impossible, shout yeah.
You're listening to the Climbing Higher Radio broadcast with Bishop Eric A. Lambert Jr. of Bethel Deliverance International Church, a place where miracles still happen.
In the Bible, the scripture says you are to pay honor to the one with gray hair. There is a godly principle behind gray hair. It means that you have successfully raised teenagers. You have paid your dues and are entitled to honor, survivor's benefits. And yet we have people dishonoring our mothers. The Bible says younger women are supposed to glean from them. They're supposed to teach you how to cook, how to love your husband, how to care for your children, how to care for your home. But the implication of that is that you are supposed to submit to them. Don't go around, they can't tell me nothing. Oh, really now? Why are they able to hold on to their husbands for 40 years and the younger one can't hold on to theirs for 40 days? And they did it without teddies, massage oil, and blue lights. Only oil they had was Crisco. They fed that fool. All the anger left. Baby, I was mad at you. Boy, this chicken sure tastes good. I believe I knew this bird from another life. They knew, oh, sit down and eat. Here, eat these greens. Eat some more of these greens. They knew if your mouth was full, you couldn't be cussing them out. That's why your husband's leaving you now. You don't feed them nothing. Deuteronomy chapter 6, verse 4. Hear, O Israel, the Lord our God is one Lord, and you shall love him with all your heart, your soul, your might. These days, and these words which I command you this day shall be in your heart, and you shall teach them diligently unto who? Unto who? And listen to this. And you shall talk of them when you sit where? Where? And when you walk by the way, and when you what? And when you what? And when you, listen to that. In other words, God is saying that this level of devotion should be in every area of your life. Christian parent, do you sit down, take the sacred word of God, and read it to your child? If you do not fill that void with the word of God, Satan will fill it with junk. First verse I ever taught my daughter, Ephesians 4:32, be ye kind one to another, tenderhearted, forgiving one another, even as God for Christ's sake has forgiven you. I didn't teach her John 3:16. I taught her Ephesians 4:32. Why? Because John 3:16 will become real to you anyway. But learning how to forgive people is something you have to be taught at an early age. What have you caused your child to memorize? Oh, they know back that thing up. They know P. Diddy. Oh, they know all that rap stuff because that's what they're listening to. They can sing the Barney song. They can sing all the secular music. But do they know the word? The word of the Lord is so powerful that it can be in a person for 15 years until it kicks in. Here in Deuteronomy chapter 6, God is saying that the family can teach each other about God. That's your primary responsibility. You teach them when you're sitting down. How much family time do you have to read the Bible together? I'm not saying you have to become theologians, but just say this month we're going to read through the book of Psalms. Do you do that with your children and now your grandchildren? Why is this essential? The word of God is the seed of the kingdom. It's not the seed of God. It's the seed of the kingdom. In other words, the principles of the kingdom of God are realized when you study the word of God. So when you plant those seeds, then the principles of the kingdom become yours. If you teach your child while they're young, if you teach them, by his stripes you're healed. You teach it all the time. When sickness comes on them, they'll be able to repel it because you've got a seed in them that says, by his stripes, I'm healed. It is the desire of God to have a family. God wants children. And watch this. Jesus wants brothers. Because the Bible's, and all of you are Jesus' brothers. The Bible, God is the only one that can call a woman a son. Beloved, now are we the sons of God. All of us. We're sons. And God calls himself the many-breasted one. And who has breasts? Women. For reproductive purposes. Women. And God is the many-breasted one. That's what El Shaddai means. In other words, I will supply all of your need. I've got something for everything you need. I am, watch this, I am your, Curtis Mayfield said, I'm your mama, I'm your dad. All right. God says, I'm your daddy, but I'm also your mother. Watch. I birth you by my seed, but I bear you by my spirit. I put my seed in you, but I deliver you by my spirit. I perform both actions. As father, I need to justify you. I need to judge you. I need to spank you. But when my mercy kicks in, that's like your mama. Don't beat him. Let me work with him. Can you imagine how it feels to be God? Every day I'm angry with the wicked, but every day my mercy is renewed. Some of us have probably used up our allotment of mercy for today. It's only 10:07, and some of us have used up our allotment of mercy. It's done, but God will renew it. I said, all right, look, we're only at 10 o'clock. You got another 18 hours or however long. I better get some more mercy. God is like the federal government. He just keeps on extending the budget. Why? Because God says families never run out of mercy. Now, if families don't run out of mercy, or as the scripture said, and families are there for support at all times, and we are family, what should I find when I walk through those doors? No matter what I do, what should I find when I walk through those doors if you are my brothers and sisters? I can go to my natural family and tell them that I did something, and they'll say, oh, wow, I'm sorry, but that does not make them stop being my relatives. They will still love me. They may talk about me, but that goes with my actions. But I know I can still go to their house and eat. I can still lean on them. They may be disappointed, but they'll still be my family. Why is it that if someone offends us in Christ, we cut them off? Because we have not been trained in how to interact with family. Nobody taught us. Nobody taught us how to obey. Nobody taught us how to get along with our brothers and sisters. Nobody taught me. They just had me, and I inherited my brother and sister. I inherited them. They were there before me. I inherited them. I had to straighten them out because I was the youngest. I had to right the wrongs. I said, all right, now I'm here. The way y'all did it before, you ain't going to do it no more because one greater than y'all is here. Y'all came to baptize in water, but I come. But I wasn't taught, all right, this is your sister, this is your brother. My parents never sat me down and said, y'all two come over here. This is your brother. That they just brought me in and they just, okay, that's who he is. But nobody taught me how to get along with him. My parents never had a class. All right, brother 101. This is how you get along. I was 7 years old and I watched Popeye. We had a 27-inch big chess television, black and white. Sat on the floor. And my brother liked war movies and
action stuff. So I was watching Popeye, sitting there, just enjoying Popeye. And Gary turned the channel. Because big brothers do that. I got my father's shoe. We laugh about it now, but we didn't laugh then. And I walked over and I clocked him because he turned Popeye off. And that was my brother. Nobody told me that I wasn't supposed to hit my brother. Nobody told me that. I clocked him with that shoe. But see, he knew that I was the little brother, and he knew Daddy had said, you better not hit him. So I'll never forget. We laugh about it. He rubbed his head and kept watching Popeye. I mean, kept watching the war movie. Never changed it. I ran and told. And then, of course, Mama came in. Turn that thing back on. Don't you be turning that from away, that baby. But years later, nobody taught me how to protect my brother. Nobody sat me down and said, you're supposed to do this. Years later, my brother was stabbed in the arm. And Mama, I came home from school, and Mama said, Gary got stabbed. I grabbed my baseball bat, ran out the house, and ran down there to where he was. He was already gone by then. But I ran to where he was. Nobody told me to protect him. It was instinctive. And that's how it is in the family of God. In other words, you fight the instinct of the Holy Spirit to protect when you speak bad about your brother and sister. You are going against God when you backbite, gossip, murmur, complain, criticize. And here's what that does, and I got to stop. Here's what that does. It cuts off your blessing. You want to know why God hasn't answered your blessing? You want to know why God hasn't given you what you've asked for? Because he's looking at how you treat family. And every time the devil drops negative thoughts in your mind about family, and you believe it, you're taking a step back, further back from your blessing. Until at some point, God is going to say, the only way I'm going to give you that is if you fix everything between there.
For a copy of the message you just heard in its entirety, call 215-885-2585. And when ordering, request ID number
11115A.
Today's message is available on CD for $9 and DVD for $16. The Climbing Higher TV broadcast can be seen on WBPH TV 60, Monday through Friday at 7:30 a.m. To attend Bethel Sunday services, join us at 2929 West Sheltenham Avenue at 7:30 a.m., 11:30 a.m., and 6 p.m., with prayer and Bible study being held every Wednesday beginning at 7 p.m. For more information, visit us on the web at www.betheldeliverance.org. Thank you for tuning in to the Climbing Higher broadcast with Bishop Eric A. Lambert, Jr. of Bethel Deliverance International Church, a place where miracles still happen.